USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began like something out of a real-life Christmas story, but it ended in tragedy, as in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says,
"We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation."
Police say at least 12 children are among the dozens injured. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Senator Joe Manchin is making strides on the issue of paid leave in the Build Back Better bill. During the interview on CBS's Face the Nation, the New York Democrat said she's optimistic they can find some common ground as the Senate prepares to take up the social spending bill after the Thanksgiving break. University of Florida giving coach Dan Mullen the boot after a losing streak, let go in the middle of his fourth season after the Gators lost four of their last five games. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Go get boosted. Those are the three words Dr. Anthony Fauci was saying over and over again on the Sunday news programs, including on ABC's This Week, saying after final approval of COVID booster shots for everyone 18 and older, people need to go get boosted. Fauci noting that the data became very clear on the effectiveness of boosters for all adults. The NIH veteran also saying data and science will continue to guide recommendations from top health officials. A top White House economist is insisting President Biden's policy agenda will not make inflation worse. On Fox News Sunday, Brian Deese said Biden's sweeping social spending bill will actually lower costs. The roughly $2 trillion measure clearing the House, but facing an uncertain future in the tightly divided Senate. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A sequel to the 1984 blockbuster Ghostbusters is topping this week's box office.
We're closed.
Ghostbusters Afterlife earning $44 million in its first weekend in theaters in the U.S. and Canada, coming in second. Eternals with nearly $11 million, followed by Clifford the Big Red Dog in third place, but taking in $8.5 million and rounding out the top five. King Richard starring Will Smith, followed by Dune.
Let it be known that I tried.
Y'all making news. As she's released her fourth album, but it's the first in some time. And now Spotify confirms it's removing its default album shuffle feature at Adele's request. Listeners will instead hear the tracks in their listed order. Adele thanked the streaming platform in a tweet on Saturday evening, saying that the update was the only request she had in the ever-changing music industry. As Adele explained, artists don't create albums without putting care and thought into the track listing, the order of songs and such. Adele having again released that critically acclaimed fourth album on the 19th of November, just a few days ago.
I'll be the one to catch myself this time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.